Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Mawaheng.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show. Now, we're talking about true Christian manhood and fatherhood. And in Christianity, manhood and fatherhood are viewed as divinely ordained roles with significant responsibilities and blessings. Now, in a world that seeks to distort the divine order and identity of men, ATG Therapeutic Home has an upcoming camp that may just have the answers to many of the questions that men have about their place in modern society, what masculinity looks like, and what God's word says about manhood and fatherhood. Now, Matt, tell us about ATG Therapeutic Home and what services are offered there.
ATG Therapeutic Home is a home in the countryside in Swartdrakens.
Okay.
In the Northwest province. It's a home that has been dedicated for the work of the Lord. So we're running a ministry and also living in the plot. The services that we offer here is wellness services, counseling services, health screening, holistic therapy, and wellness, including integrative physiotherapy and public health care. We also host camps, a variety of camps, family life seminars, youth camps, women's health camps or weekends, and general community educational talks.
Right. Now, you're saying you hold camps as well. And I understand there's a camp coming up under the theme True Christian Manhood and Fatherhood. Tell us more about this camp. Who's the target audience? Who are the speakers? What are the subjects to be addressed, etc.?
The target audience for this camp is young men from the age of 15, 16 and upwards, and fathers. The main aim of the camp is to enforce true Christian manhood and brotherhood and fatherhood. The camp will be centered around spiritual growth, character development, and spiritual priesthood and leadership responsibilities in the home, all rooted in the Bible and spirit of prophecy.
Okay.
And take place also during the weekend will be morning devotions and evening devotions. So main focus is Christ, our pattern. There will be group prayers, circles that seeks to reinforce intentional time spent with fathers and sons. Fostering emotional and spiritual connection, praying for purity of the families, leadership, and positive masculinity roles, and intentional conversations between fathers and sons, helping them to become well-rounded young men. It also seeks to address functional, healthy relationships in the home, teaching young men about family traditions that will create stability and connections inside the home. There will be also scripture memory verses on manhood, courage, humility, etc. And what also the camp seeks to address will be how can young men overcome temptation of addictions, media, and attain moral strength. Fathers and husbands need to teach our young men how to prepare and strengthen the family God's way. We will also be focusing on prioritizing emotional, mental, and spiritual and social intelligence of young men and fathers. The other part will be also group discussions that will address topics like anger, pride, forgiveness, and purpose. Men will also participate on honest talk about sexuality, media influences, and how to stand pure in a corrupt world. The other thing that is lacking in most of our families will be to strengthen evangelism in the home in a way that every home is a church and every home is a school. Every home and every family must have a ministry or a mission that is committed to help prepare the world for the second coming of Christ.
It's quite comprehensive, I must say. Now, at the camp, when the camp is carrying on, what kind of activities can be expected over there?
The activity, because it's a very short camp from Friday to Sunday. On Sabbath after lunch, they can expect a nature walk for 1 hour. And then Sunday morning, there will be an exercise session for plus minus an hour. Then before or after breakfast, we will have a quick blood pressure checkup and we'll share a quick nugget on men's health, and also they will have an opportunity to ask questions with regards to their health, and there will also be a health shop.
A health what?
Shop.
Oh, a health shop, health shop. Oh, all right.
Yes, to sell natural remedies.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow, lovely, man, lovely. Now, why would you say is the subject of manhood and fatherhood is important in our society today?
The subject of manhood and fatherhood is very important, as we all know that our communities in South Africa are challenged in many ways, socially, spiritually, and psychologically as well. We are witnesses of homes that are falling apart, of rape, of domestic violence, estranged fathers and mothers, stripped children, wayward youth, murder and abuse in all its forms. They are all in the rise at an alarming rate. So a need has been identified that our families need strong, dependable, loving leaders, protective, masculine, morally upright young men who will be well-trained and prepared and educated to stand as head of families. This is one of the main things that this camp seeks to achieve. And recently as well, with the Pathfinder event, there was a need that was identified that the world and the church are ravaged by scourge of absent fathers, and children grow up lacking identity and proper structure of who they are, which they should be given by their fathers. And as a result, our young men, they grow up broken and burdened with the past, with the heads of their past. So there's a need for fathers, uncles, and fellow brothers to rise up and assume the position that God has entrusted upon them. We need men who can take care of their families in all spheres and provide leadership with love in the home sector. We need men who fear God, men who will govern their homes and God's church in the fear of God, not oppressing the children, not oppressing the wives, because God's fear is the drive, is their drive, not the masculinity, their masculinity or the culture. We need men of truth, men who practice truth when they speak it, not when it suits them. Men who practice truth in their speech, in their words, in their action, and applying truth without discrimination, and providing fairness and justice to all mankind. We need men who hate covetousness, men who fear God and who uphold the truth in many forms, as indicated in the Word of God.
Yeah, it's quite a very, I must tell you, it's an extremely comprehensive, camp. And I do want to, those who are listening, please do make sure that you are taking notes and also that you can make your way there. Now, how can interested listeners book a spot for themselves for the camp? And tell us, please, when the dates are.
The dates is from 27th to 29th of June, 2025. And those who are interested, they can email us at info@atgtherapeutichome.co.za, or they can WhatsApp us on 082-642-5760. Or 083-996-5726.
Yeah, no, man, I must thank you so much for that. Now, do you think that after this camp, men will be having a great impact in the way they view their spiritual role in society?
Yes, because when we read from Malachi chapter 4, a prophecy is told that God wants us to return to Him. Verse 2 says, let me read from verse 5. It says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet for the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to their children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." So our understanding is that God wants in these last days to take us back to Himself. But men, as spiritual leaders, must arise and assume the role that God has assigned them to. Adam was the first person, and when God instructed him on how to go about the home, and he had to be God's mouthpiece to Eve about what God wants. Headship and leadership role needs to be restored back to fathers and young men, because they are the ones that God has assigned these roles to them.
And
they must arrive, and the image of God needs to be restored in them first, so that they can be able to encourage and teach the character of God in the home, so that the whole home unit the whole family unit can be restored back to God, and that families can be ready for the coming of Christ.
Beautiful stuff, man. Ma Waheng, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I do want to make sure that if you're listening out there and have an interest, please do make sure the dates, you said end of June. And of course, we didn't talk about the costs. What are the costs?
The cost is $1,500 per person.
All ages.
Yes, all ages, and it includes accommodation. It includes two plant-based meals for the weekend.
Ah, I get you. Fantastic. And the venue, once again?
The venue is ATG Therapeutic Home. It's in Swartregens. Swartregens is near Rustenburg on the N4. In the Northwest Province.
Lovely. Lovely. Those who are listening from outside of South Africa, Northwest Province is a province of South Africa. And you are welcome if you want to travel from far. I kid you not, you are going to be benefiting a great deal. Ma Waheng, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Blessed evening.
Blessed evening to you. Thank you for this privilege and opportunity to share the services that we offer here in our home.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.